I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey guys, welcome back to Amazing FBA. This is your host, Michael, and today I've got a very simple but powerful marketing principle. So this isn't such a mindset thing in terms of your mindset as an entrepreneur. This is about you understanding your consumer's mindset. When I say consumer, I mean a shopper who has not yet bought from you, or maybe a shopper who has bought from you. So that whole range of thinking, okay? Very simple, but really powerful. And not only that, guys, I think a lot of people are not really, really, really understanding this. And therefore, there is an opportunity for you on Amazon. So here is the simple message to you. Message to market match, the triple M. Message to market match. That is really, really, really key in driving sales and above all conversions, right? What do I mean by those things? Let me unpick this. So if, for example, let's put it in simple non-internet terms, because this is a fundamental process that applies in any market, in any medium, whether it's face-to-face, online, or whatever. If I had a room full of cat owners and they hated dogs and they didn't own dogs, I could be offering them the best dog food in the world. I could say this will actually make your dog leap for joy. It will make him or her the happiest, healthiest dog. It will add 5 years to their life, right? It's normally £50 for a case of 100, but I'm going to give it to you for just £3. How many responses do you think I would get from a room full of, I'm offering, remember, dog food, the best dog food in the world, to a room full of cat owners who don't like dogs? All right, how many responses would I get? I guess your answer is going to be zero, right? So that's a conversion percentage, if you like. Now, again, if I had a room full of dog owners and I said to them that I, you know, have the best dog food in the world and it's actually free, then what would your response be? I mean, I would think, sounds too good to be true, which is another point, which I'm going to cover in a different episode, okay? Which is a very, very important point indeed about believability, credibility. But let's rewind to the basic point. All things being equal, message to market match is totally crucial. Now, how does this work on Amazon terms? Simple. First of all, Amazon does its best to make sure that there is a good message to market match because it gets happier consumers. Happier consumers will trust and like Amazon and keep coming back for more, okay? And that's their end game. So, first of all, we are leveraging at people's trust for Amazon. Bear that in mind. But what somebody does when they put a search into Amazon is they're saying, because they're on Amazon, I'm shopping for X. And Amazon looks at the listings that it has available and it looks at what the keywords are in the title, in the bullets, whether those keywords have helped that listing to sell product for people, to people who've searched for those keywords in the past and so forth, right? So in other words, if you are selling dog food and the people put in the word cat food, you got to hope that Amazon's search algorithm does not display your listing. If it does, it's kind of a waste of everyone's time because the cat food, and which one are we selling? Dog food. Okay, so the cat owners are not going to be buying dog food. Now, that a caveat there, there is going to be crossover sometimes between markets. So a lot of people who own cats also own dogs and vice versa. Therefore, Amazon may display it, right? Because it's kind of related. It's not directly relevant. However, if people come through to your listing and it displays and they've looked for cat food and you're selling dog food and it says in the title dog food, then obviously the percentage of people that click through to your listing from impressions to clicks, in other words, they see your listing come up on the algorithm search results page, or possibly even if you're advertising on the keyword on an advert, the click-through rate is going to be very low relative to the word cat food, right? Relative to the word dog food. Sorry. So we're selling dog food and you're looking at cat owners, right? So, so that's the first thing to say is that if you want to get your product ranked for a particular keyword, then you need to be very, very clear about the market you're going after. In other words, what keywords are you fulfilling demand for? I'm thinking of a physical product and then going out looking for keywords to sell that product. You should be thinking instead of the customer's search term and go out and find a product that will fulfill that search. For example, if somebody's looking for red dog bowl, and if somebody goes to Amazon, you can try this for yourself. And this is a great way to find a little niche market. And this works particularly well in the States where demand is high, but the big level niche markets, the obvious keywords like dog bowl or dog food, are hyper competitive. Okay, so you have the problem if you have great demand volume, which is a great thing, and you have demand depth, which is good, but you struggle to get on page one because it's so competitive. You're going to have to give away lots of units to do ranking, and that's even harder now under the new terms of service, etc. Right? So what you can do instead is you can see that people, if you put the word red dog bowl in, and you come up with a bunch of, like, maybe there's a grey one, there's a black one, maybe there's a sort of silvery looking one. I'm just using my imagination because I haven't actually done this. I'm not doing your keyword research for you. That would be going a bit too far. But imagine you do that and all you see is those colour bowls come up. What that tells me is Amazon is trying to match up your search term, red dog bowl, with what it has in stock in its listings, which is dog bowl of various colours and various materials, plastic, metal, wood, whatever. Right. But what it's showing me as a savvy would-be entrepreneur or entrepreneur is there is a gap here because the closest Amazon can get to the words red dog bowl is just a dog bowl, but the wrong color. Now, think about it. If I specifically want a red dog bowl, that's what I have in my mind when I go searching. If I see a listing that is actually red and everything else is gray, all things being equal, I'm just going to click on that rather than anything else. So you're going to get much, much better click-through rates. So in other words, people will look at your listing more often if you are the only person offering something. So this is called dominating a niche market or picking a niche market. And that's the marketing 101, really, especially in internet marketing, where you can have a product which, if you sold it in shops, would sell 2 a month. You know, the whole world's demand sort of crystallizes around Amazon, especially in Amazon.com. And you can have a niche which would not be viable in a physical shop suddenly becomes viable. So the internet is all about finding niche markets rather than just general markets. If you come from a retail background but not online, that's one very major hint for you. The other thing to think about is when people have got onto your listing, that they are pretty likely to buy as long as you do the right things. If you don't actively put them off, then they are likely to convert as well. So not only will you get better click-through rates, in other words, more people seeing your listing from having an impression on the search results page or advertising, but they're more likely to buy as well. Now, if you are paying for advertising, so Amazon ads, let's keep it simple for the moment, then you're going to get better return on that investment. So if I spend $1 a click for like red dog bowl, you get 30% of the people who click on the listing buy it, the cost of advertising per sale averaged out is going to be $3, right? Whereas if I advertise in the word dog bowl and people click on it and have a look at the listing, but then they've seen 10 other results that look pretty damn similar and they click off the listing, they go back and look at the other results, obviously the conversion percentage is going to be way lower. So if I'm paying, say, $2 for something competitive like a dog bowl, which is a bigger, more generic market, and I only have a 10% conversion rate, I'm going to actually, on that word, I'm going to end up paying $20 on average for pay-per-click per sale that is made via pay-per-click, okay? Which is a bit frightening, and it's presumably not going to be profitable if it's an item as small and relatively inexpensive as a dog bowl. So what I'm saying is that message to market match, to rewind from Amazon, message to market match is really, really, really important. And it's important for two related but slightly different reasons. One is you can find a niche market. And if you can find a niche market where you give the exact thing that people are searching for and nobody else is giving that thing, then you are going to get crazily good levels of clicks and crazily good conversions. And the second thing is the conversions, really. So you're going to get fantastic sales, especially, again, if you offer something unique. But even more importantly, even if it isn't unique, but it's exactly what somebody's looking for, they may look at if there are two people, for example, offering exactly what they look for, then you're going to be in a comparison against one other seller rather than, 24 or 16, depending on how Amazon's displaying the results. Hope that makes sense. Now, obviously, as I said earlier, the next stage is when somebody finds you've got a room full of dog owners and you offer them the most wonderful dog food in the world that will make your dog live 5 years longer and free. Then you have another question in the consumer's mind, which is, how do I believe this person? Which is a question that I'll answer in the next episode. Hope this makes sense, guys. Hope it's useful. Give me feedback. Let me know. Speak to you in the next episode.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn, the critical few, then do, then review, and then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.